during Lent, the church imposes upon us the penance of fast and abstinence. For we cannot sanctify ourselves unless we practice penance. Those who try to be holy without doing penance are only fooling themselves. We must deny ourselves by practicing penance. For if we do not practice penance, our other efforts in the spiritual life will fall apart. We must do penance in order to offer reparation for our past sins. And so one who has more past sins must do more penance. But penance does more than atone for past sins. Penance also keeps us from committing sin. The same is true regarding the sacrament of penance. The sacrament not only restores us to the state of sanctifying grace, but it also preserves us from falling from grace. How unfortunate it is that some do not correctly understand the sacrament of confession. For there are some who make confession a burden rather than a spiritual consolation. Let us keep in mind that the sacrament obliges us to focus on our spiritual progress. If we go to confession regularly, we will strive not only to overcome mortal sin, but also to avoid venial sins. And so we will make great progress in the spiritual life. Confession is intended not only as a means of restoring us to the spiritual life, but also confession is a preservative in the spiritual life, so that we may keep ourselves in the state of sanctifying grace. Penance goes along with the sacrament of confession. Yes, the priest must give a penance of prayers to be prayed, or perhaps even to perform the corporal penance of fast and abstinence. For by doing the penance, we atone, at least in part, for our sins, and we strengthen ourselves to overcome temptations. And so penance is necessary for everyone, both to atone for past sins and to practice self-denial in order to preserve ourselves from sin. St. Augustine explains several reasons why penance is necessary for all. For we must practice penance in order to be a follower of Christ. Consider how the disciples of St. John the Baptist fasted. For that matter, the Pharisees also fasted. But our Lord rebuked the Pharisees, since they did not fast for the love of God. Rather, they fasted in order to be praised by men. St. John's disciples fasted for the sake of penance and reparation, repentance. But the Pharisees made themselves appear gloomy so as to look like they were fasting. They wanted to be praised for sanctity, for a sanctity which in fact they did not have. St. Matthew explains the manner and motive by which we are to fast. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, who disfigure their faces in order to appear to men as fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But thou, when thou dost fast, anoint thy head, and wash thy face, so that thou mayest not be seen fasting by men, but by thy Father, who is in secret. And thy Father, who sees in secret, will reward thee." Now, the apostles at times did not fast, and so they aroused wonder. For the disciples of St. John the Baptist fasted. They came to Christ, asking our Lord why his disciples did not fast. At that time, the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees often fast, whereas thy disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they will fast." Christ compares himself to the bridegroom. The disciples feast with the bridegroom as they celebrate joy with the bridegroom. It would be inappropriate that a friend of the bridegroom should not join in the marriage feast. But our Lord foretold that the time would come when the bridegroom would be taken away. This would be the time of Christ's crucifixion. And then his disciples would fast. If we are to be identified with Christ crucified, we must practice penance. St. Paul explains that we are members of Jesus Christ. We are members of his mystical body. "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?" St. Louis Marie de Montfort, in his meditation booklet, Friends of the Cross, explains how this doctrine of membership with Christ requires that we practice penance and self-denial. You are members of Jesus Christ. What an honor, but also what need for suffering this entails. When the head is crowned with thorns, should the members be wearing a laurel of roses? When the head is jeered at and covered with mud from Calvary's road, should its members be enthroned and sprayed with perfume? When the head has no pillow on which to rest, should its members be reclining on soft feathers? What an unheard of monster such a one would be. It is necessary for all of us to reflect on penance. For penance is necessary for everyone. Cardinal Herrera preaches, "It is a mistake to think that only really spiritual souls should be obliged to this practice, or that it is limited to priests and religious." St. Paul also speaks of penance as he declares to the Corinthians, "I die daily." Cardinal Herrera explains this first reason for penance. By baptism, we form part of the mystical body. The members must share in the lot of their head. After the Passion, no Christian should flee from bodily suffering. The body cannot be at ease while the head is crowned with thorns. Thus, the first and primary reason for penance is to be identified with Christ's sufferings, and so to compassionate our Savior. The second reason for penance is to offer satisfaction for sin, to offer reparation for sin. The third reason for penance is to overcome our inclination to sin and to bring our bodily passions into subjection. Penance teaches us self-control. By penance, we accustom ourselves to not give in to sinful desires, but rather to subdue our lower inclinations. The fourth reason for penance is to beseech God for some spiritual favor, some special grace. Yes, we should earnestly pray, beseeching God for any special favor that we are in need of. But we also need to make sacrifices if we are to make ourselves worthy of some favor from heaven. Let us add sacrifice to our prayers, and we will be all the more efficacious. St. Paul tells us how St. John the Baptist not only prayed, but also practiced great penance. And so penance added great force to the prayers of St. John the Baptist. Let us take this lesson to heart. If we wish that our prayers will be worthy in the sight of God, let us offer penitential prayers. In this way, we will gain the victory, as St. Paul tells of St. John the Baptist. But from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been enduring violent assault, and the violent have been seizing it by force. Yes, prayer is made all the more efficacious by the practice of penance. Therefore, penance is all the more necessary in our times. Penance brings fruit to the ministry of the church. Do we lament how few are the souls who come to understand the errors of the Vatican II Church and to return to the true Mass and sacraments? Let us pray that many more souls will return to the true practice of the Catholic faith. For your prayers and sacrifices, extend the ministry of the Church. Only in heaven will you know how many souls will have returned to the true Catholic faith through your prayers. Here below, to all appearances, your life might not seem to be out of the ordinary. You attend Mass on Sundays, holy days, and as often as able. You regularly receive the sacraments. You observe the laws of the Church, such as the fast and abstinence. You contribute to the support of the Church, the school, and various apostolates. You are generous in giving your time and energy to assist in the works of the Church, the school, and assisting the priests and sisters. You pray your daily prayers. You read books that are spiritual, and you also read to inform yourself in the Catholic faith. This much is required of everyone who wishes to remain fervent in the practice of the faith. You live your life as is required of every faithful Catholic. This is nothing out of the ordinary. Such a life bears no comparison to the extraordinary penances of the saints. But the saints were called to a sanctity which was singularly inspired by God. But there is one penance that God requires of each and every one of us in our times. For God sent the Blessed Virgin, appearing at Fatima, that she might exhort us to practice the penance of daily duty. Our daily duty, the tasks of our work in our state of life, we have to do this anyway. And so why not sanctify the tasks of our daily works? To turn our daily works into a task of holiness simply means to do our duties in a spiritual way. Let us perform our works diligently and without complaint. Let us keep three things in mind as we perform our works. Let us work with a spiritual motive. Let us work with resignation. And let us offer the effort of our works in reparation for sin. And so we need to keep a few rules in mind. Firstly, accept any illness, sorrows, or difficulties that God sends. For these are sacrifices that we do not choose. God chooses them for us. And so they are all the more sanctifying, since they come to us by the hand of God. Secondly, be diligent in observing the fast and abstinence laws of the church, for the church is our loving mother. As a loving mother, the church requires this penance of us in order to see to it that we will be sanctified through penance. And so the penance of the fast and abstinence is more sanctifying than some penance that we might choose on our own. Now, since our daily duties is the most important penance that Our Lady asked of us at Fatima, let us see to it that we do not take upon ourselves penances that would injure our good health. And our penances must not interfere with the duties of our state of life. We have a fallen human nature, and so we will always need to practice penance. This is why Our Lady at Fatima asked us to do penance for the conversion of sinners. Especially during this time of Lent, let us be generous with God by offering even small sacrifices. In this way, we not only give our love to Christ, but we merit grace to bring other souls to the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.